Sí, señor.
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFB podcast. It's Sunday night. We just watched the Dodgers get one win closer to the World Series.
Three wins in a World Series. Let's go, Dodgers.
Yes, baby. Uno más. And then Sunday night football just had an incredible finish. But hey, primos are in the house. All three of us are here. Ricky Torres, Hector Reyes. ¿Cómo estamos, boys?
I am tired. Call me the Michelin man because I am tired.
Oh, man. Home ownership, Hector. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, you know what, though? It's a labor of love, and it's like a, you know, you got to do it. You know, it's I'm enjoying the process because it's, you know, I can't wait till it's done.
Well, we're enjoying the process of getting this Sunday night show done so everybody, our familia community, can enjoy it on Monday morning. But gracias, everybody, for joining us. Como siempre, estamos aquí a sus órdenes. Make sure you're checking out our website at familiaffb.com, as well as our Twitter at familiaffb and our Familia FFB Facebook page. Well, you know, I got to tell you, on Saturday night, I got the pleasure of watching the Dodger game with my mom, the beautiful Abigail. She's, as everybody knows, she's a huge Dodger fan in the family.
Who's her favorite player?
On this team, it's either Mookie or Bellinger. She's always got a soft spot for Kershaw.
Nice.
So yeah, she's so she we're watching and she made me albondigas. Oh, so happy. So
home cooking, man. A little bit of home cooking.
Oh, albondigas just so good when abuelita makes them. But but yeah, so watch the game, and I gotta tell you, it was fun until that ending, and then it was as deflating as any victory, any loss that they ever had, and I was worried going into tonight's game that it was going to carry over, and then they got two runs right off the bat, and I was like, okay, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. And I still don't understand why there was no backup on the so Mookie throws it, and there's no backup behind the plate. What's his name? Didn't go back up.
Kenley Jansen.
Yeah. Rudimentary.
I think at that point it was already like, what just happened? So
it was just shock. That's
like fundamental when you're a major league pitcher. As soon as a guy's coming to score, two guys were coming to score. You gotta be backing up the catcher back then. I don't understand that.
No. Well, hey, but tonight's game, it was beautiful.
Yes.
Getting those two runs right off the bat. Then Muncy hit the home run. Kershaw, I think I've shared. I mean, I was there the day that Kershaw signed his first contract at the age of 18 back in 2006, and then there on the day he made his debut and got to know him. I got to tell you, nobody cares more. Nobody works harder. Nobody wants to win more than that guy. And, you know, he's carried so much on his shoulders so many times that it kind of like wore him out in other seasons that I'm so thrilled for him. And I hope they win on Tuesday, and I hope he gets MVP, because that would just be I don't want his legacy to be tarnished in any way.
I don't know. Seager's looking like MVP, man. I don't know
Seager's
if anybody
beast.
Can. I don't think anybody can. I don't think any give votes are going to go anywhere else.
Give it
besides
to Kershaw.
I know. Give it to Kershaw. I get it, but you cannot argue with what Corey Seager is doing right now, and it's just like it's transcendent, man. It's just pretty crazy.
Saying it makes me want to argue with it.
I understand,
but
to me, it's a knee-jerk reaction.
And of course, everybody was going back and forth on our familia WhatsApp, and my phone was blowing up with friends who were Dodger fans saying, "Oh, why are they pulling Kershaw? Why are they doing this? Why are they pulling May? Why are they?" And I was just like, I was like, okay, yes, we have questions, but sometimes the players have to bail out the manager, and they did tonight, thankfully.
I hate
backseat driver Dodger fans.
Oh.
I'm just like, let them play. Otherwise, don't celebrate the World Series.
yeah, just enjoy. Just enjoy it. I'm like, it's so excited. So excited. Hopefully by the next, we'll have one more episode before then, but hopefully by the time we're recording our Thursday and Friday shows, that we'll have a Dodger championship and a Zoom parade.
Was that what the Lakers did? Did the Lakers do like a Zoom parade or something? I never even heard anything.
They haven't yet, but I mean, I think that's the only thing that can happen. So it's
a dual party.
Está loco, man.
The Dodgers and the Lakers could have, like, you know, like when you're a kid and like there was like quinceañeras, like two cousins had like the quinceañera at the same time, two for one special. Hey man, we've all been to one of those. Let's do that.
Yep. The extra chambelanes and everything. That's just beautiful.
Exactly, the two for one quinceañera. We've all been to those. Go, daughters, Lakers. Two for one quinceañera. Let's go. Make T-shirts like that, George. There you go.
One cake and everything like that. Orale. Yeah, you know, man. Get a birria, yeah. You know, get the birria or the carnitas. It's beautiful.
Of course. that's how you do it. That's how we do it.
Well, hey, and then, you know, the Dodgers win, and then, you know, and then I switch over to, I was watching both. I was watching the Dodger game. My kids were watching the game with me. And then I had the Sunday Night Football on another device. So I could keep an eye on that with the volume down, and what a crazy game. I'm so glad the Raiders had a scare, because this was a much more entertaining game than Raiders Bucks was.
Right.
What a great game. And so many great performances. Kyler versus Russell Wilson. We're going to enjoy that for a long time, boys. Primos, it's going to be special.
Yeah, man.
And now there's, you know, now the NFC West is a little more, tightened up. But, this game also had some injuries. Both the running backs, Chris Carson and Kenyon Drake. Chris Carson carted off Kenyon Drake got carted off the field.
Eek.
And with an ankle injury, and Chris Carson left in the first half with a foot injury. Neither one returned, but guys, those are potentially two momentous injuries.
Definitely worse. Evans. Yeah, it's definitely worse for Seattle than it is Arizona, because Arizona's got a great backup, right? Right, yep. Heck.
That's right. I have him on my squad. I had Drake and I had Chase Edmonds as my handcuff, and so yeah, and he had a we'll go into that in a bit, his pretty solid performance today. But yeah, Chase Edmonds as my backup to Drake, not worried there. I feel good about that.
It's and I mean, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, the way Seattle's going with Chris, you know, if Chris Carson misses any time, I mean, I know they've got Carlos Hyde, who was a 1,000-yard rusher last year. He could be the guy. I'm going to keep an eye on what his ownership level is to see if, you know, if he's on the waiver wire column. He probably might be.
Disgusting though. I wouldn't want him on my team, even if he's not that great of a big deal. So,
but I mean, people
don't
say that.
Don't waste your waiver on it. Didn't look like Carson was that bad. Kenyon Drake looked like he got messed up. He was crying on the sideline. That tells you he's gonna miss a lot of time.
Yeah. So Chase Edmonds, he'll come in.
It's a blessing. I just traded for Kendrick Drake and Edmonds, and Drake healthy. Still didn't look that great. And
no, I know. Yeah, he had a good game. Was it last week? He had like a blow up game, and then today he gets hurt. But
and last Chase week he had like the 80 yard run or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It was against the Cowboys. Edmonds is the guy.
So I think Chase Edmonds takes over that role now, and I think it's up to Drake to win it back. I think Edmonds is
one injury that looked kind of nasty, but. It was surprising. Was Jeff Wilson when he was carted off the field after the third quarter touchdown? And I was mad because why was Wilson even getting the ball this much?
Oh my God. I
had McKinnon. So many people had McKinnon, and he got like 0 or 1 point. Stupid. But Wilson just ate it up. 3 TDs. But now it's like it was not a good injury. So you have Wilson out, you have Mostert out. And the Niners just look like they're going thin right now.
And they have Tevin Coleman out too. So it's going back to, is it McKinnon again? Is it Hasty?
And they used Debo Samuel so much,
yeah,
even running it, and he went out with a hamstring in the fourth quarter. So it's like,
they play on
get
grass?
Someone new.
They played on grass over there.
They
right?
played Levi away. Stadium? No, they yeah. played away they did. Though, didn't they?
Mm.
They were in New England.
So yeah, so different over there.
And it wasn't that cold. It wasn't that cold. And we might have a major
cold
injury.
Enough, I guess.
Yeah, we might have a major knee injury with OBJ. He went off, and the
on
fear
a
is
defensive a play.
Yeah, eso duele. Eso duele.
Here, I'll tell you what. It's bad because it didn't even look like it was a knee injury. It looked like would have been like a shoulder injury or something when you look at the play. So that tells you something just snapped. And poor guy, because he finally looked like he wasn't an egomaniac. So it looked like the team could meld, but now it's like no one's
rooting
for the Browns. If anyone was rooting for the Browns, this definitely.
So who steps up now? I mean, is Jarvis Landry a serviceable replacement?
Nah, just poke him in the rib.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll
yeah,
tell
he's
what,
all banged
they
up.
Have easy opponents right now. When they have a hard opponent, they lose. When they have an easy one, they win. So it's like, I ain't believing in them yet. This was just the Bengals.
Right.
It was nice that Landry got that last minute touchdown. Great, but it's like, really, against a great defense, you think you're going to do that? Against a playoff defense, you think you're going to do that? Uh-uh. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
And another wide receiver injury, Deontay Johnson in his return.
Oh,
and of course,
he looked awesome.
He looked great. He looked great.
And I just want to say this real quick. Deontay Johnson got, what, 2 touchdowns?
Yes.
And this goes to prove my point that because Claypool got 0 or 1, something like that, Pittsburgh is throwing touchdowns in clusters. They're throwing them all to one receiver. They're going one way, and they're just fooling the defense that way. That's why you saw Claypool go off for 2 weeks. You saw Deontay go off for 2 weeks. You saw Juju go off 1 week. Washington go off 1 week. That's just the way this offense is going. So if you have one of their receivers, get rid of them because they're too inconsistent. Yes, they'll blow up every now and then, but I wouldn't want a part of that. I want something more consistent.
I know.
It just goes to show their trend.
Yeah, I've got Claypool on a team that's just with a partner, and we were going back and we were texting back and forth. And it's like, I mean, this team is so loaded. We had Deontay Johnson, Antonio Gibson, and Jonathan Taylor all on our bench this week. I mean, Taylor obviously on a bye. I mean, that's how loaded this team. And the
Gibson
team
was like one of the top running backs.
Yeah, and we're like, you know, we're just crying for a tight end, and we're like, should we trade Claypool? And it's like, maybe he can get us something. Maybe he can get us something. So vamos a ver. And it was kind of concussion central, you know, Andy Dalton.
Right, I saw that you put those all in a row.
Yeah, Philip Lindsay, Brashad Perryman. Ay,
and Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton was just cheap.
Oh, that was such a cheap shot. I'm glad he got kicked out of the game.
And watching him walk back to the sideline, all he could think was, wow, those are some thick red eyebrows. Other than that, he looked like he'll be okay. He's able to walk on his own. Philip Lindsay, he was able to hold on to the ball even though he got a concussion, so that was surprising. I hope both of the guys come back as long as they're feeling better. Brashad Perriman, I didn't see his concussion, but I just hope that these guys make sure that they are symptom-free for like 3-4 days before they come back. Like treat it like the COVID, you know, like make sure it's out of your system.
God, I hope so. And N'Keal Harry took a shot to the head, and he left the game and didn't return. And,
now, how come his head and not concussion?
Because they weren't.
Is it because of Belichick?
Probably. Okay. They didn't give full disclosure on everything. So go.
Now,
figure.
Are they? I mean, is there leeway there? I mean, when they have injuries like that, aren't they required to say what it is?
Maybe they just have to say the area.
Yeah, I think they can. I think. You know, some guys are being monitored for concussion. Other guys, they could just say, "Oh, he took a shot to the head," nothing else.
Yeah, they just say like illness, non-COVID, instead of like, you know, massive diarrhea.
Exactly.
illness.
Massive diarrhea. That's a fantasy football team name.
There you go.
Ricky, you mentioned COVID, and you know, that's our last player who didn't play today, but Ryquil Armstead, who has not played it down this season.
I think I drafted him.
I think you did. He's gonna miss the entire season because of COVID complications. Been in the hospital.
Yeah, it's not good. COVID and complications.
We don't know which complications. Obviously, everyone's going to think breathing right away. It could be heart. Now that we've seen, athletes are tending to get myocarditis because they have a bigger heart than normal human beings. But we'll see what happens. I hope nothing but the best for him. And I'm happy he's taking the rest of the season off so he can just focus on his health and his family's health. And just, get better.
Yep.
Hopefully his team can rally around him because I'm a Chargers fan. So woo! We beat the Jags today. Oh,
you beat the Jags today. Next week you'll beat a team that's actually good. So, well, hey, let's get into since a couple of the prime performers for the Chargers had Chingon Day. So let's talk about the Los Chingones. Yeah. So doing something a little bit different. To start with, you know, usually we start with the quarterbacks, but you know, today is National Tight Ends Day. I don't know if you know that, Primos.
And you're gonna start with someone who we also don't know about.
Yeah, Harrison Bryant. He's the tight end for the Cleveland Browns. I think he's the third string tight end.
Hooper. He like forgets to tie his shoes or something.
No, appendicitis.
He
missed
that's
National
right.
Tight Ends Day because of appendicitis, and it was.
Is that Bryant, a real thing? National Tight Ends Day, like you can.
He's been a tight end for so long. I think he took it as a day off.
No, actually, George Kittle declared that today was going to be National Tight Ends Day, and he actually wore National Tight Ends Day T-shirt during warmups today.
There's a day for everything else.
Exactly. What was that, Rick?
Did he decide that like this week, or was this like this like a year ago?
It was a while ago, but I think there's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
if it benefits something, if all tight ends for every touchdown give like $1 million to breast cancer awareness, I'm all for it. Good for tight ends.
But hopefully they're doing that.
Tell me all about the great tight ends today.
Well, hey, we had Harrison Bryant, 56 yards and 2 touchdowns.
No one started him.
Not even DFS.
Logan Thomas, 60 yards and a touchdown. He might have gotten started.
I wanted to, but I said, no, I can't.
Why couldn't you?
Hockenson.
Ah.
Who got better, so...
Yeah, Hockenson, well, he's on our list, too. He's on our list, too.
I paid a little
more,
but yeah.
59 yards and a touchdown. You got an extra reception. Hayden Hurst, 68 yards, no touchdown. Darren Waller scored in that crazy game with the Buccaneers.
And it shows you in those leagues where you need a tight end how thin it is. So it's like get an elite one, because even these crap ones that are second tier, third tier, they're not making that great numbers. So when you have an elite like Kittle or Kelsey, and we'll talk about them later, who get low numbers under 5, these guys are barely getting maybe 15, 20 points. So they're not pulling away enough. So always make sure to get a top 3 tight end. Anyway, sorry, continue.
You know what? And it's so funny. You know, there was so much chatter in the offseason to actually go get tight end is deep. No, there's 4 guys to get this year. And that's it. Maybe 5 with Jonnu Smith. But really, and the guy who declared it National Tight Ends Day got 55 catches and 7 targets, 55 yards, no touchdowns. So George Kittle, thank you.
That's crap for him.
Yeah.
But if you compare that to the best tight end that people actually have in a league, which would be like Hockenson, it's like he was only off by 6-7 points.
Yeah, not a lot.
So
Do they get like free like free pancakes at Denny's on National Tight Ends Day?
They get they get to be first in line before.
You have to show you like your ID. Look, oh, here's my ID. Oh, you're a tight end. You get like a free pancake.
They're first in line for the COVID test.
Okay. They must have. They gotta get something. If it's National Tight Ends Day, they have to get something cool.
Oh, I got guys. I got a quick story. So probably
about tight end.
No, it's about football though. It's about 25 years ago. I'm on a trip with a bunch of buddies. It's probably about we're in the 4th of July. We're like in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, thereabouts. We're on our way to Jamaica a couple days later. We end up at a Hooters, and one of the buddies who lived in South Florida, he was friends with several Dolphins, big guy. He played football in college. And so he, buddy named Steve, Steve Cabeza, como estamos, brother? He actually ended up acquiring a card from one of the players whose name is Fred Banks. And so my buddy Steve, he's a big Spaniard from South Florida, big guy, probably about 6'2", about 250 pounds, big guy, played linebacker. He got the card for a player named Fred Banks, who's a wide receiver, African American, probably about 6 foot, about 190 or something like that. But Hooters gave all the Dolphins these cards to give them half off their food. So we go, and it's 10, 12 of us. We order a whole bunch of food. The bill was like $200-$300 or something like that. It was ridiculous. We ordered so much food. And my buddy pulls out his card, and the waitress looked at it, and she's like, okay, you're Fred Banks. So did not know who the player was or anything like that, and gave us half off. And what a 4th of July, but we were good. We tipped her on the original bill. So she was so happy. She came out and thanked us in the park, you know, as we were
free meal, as we were about to drive. Guard.
So yeah, that was kind of fun. That was kind of fun.
Nice.
Fun story on National Tight Ends Day.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about the stud quarterbacks today. The Los Chingones. Starting off with your boy, Ricky.
Justin Herbert. Yeah. 27-43. So not the most accurate passer. And he had trouble most of the game until the end when he was lightning. Threw for 3 touchdowns, 9 for 66, and was the lead rusher for them. So obviously the Chargers are hurting for Eckler. But overall, 4 touchdowns for the guy. I started him in my 2 quarterback league and I dominated. So he played awesome. And if you see the throws that this guy's throwing, money in the bank. Oh, I'm loving it.
Just beautiful
loving
balls.
It. Yeah, he's beautiful. Legit. This guy's
he's startable in 12 man leagues.
Yep.
He is the real deal.
He really is. You keep waiting for him to have the clunker. And I mean, this was not a place where he's going to have a clunker because Jacksonville.
But it's the place where he has to prove himself, and he does.
And he
does.
And he still had to do it. You're right. He still had to do it, and he did it, and he was a stud today. Un chingon. Chingon for you, Justin Herbert. Stud
so much. The touchdown in the corner, I forget who it was too, but it's just like, this guy is just so lit.
Hey, but wait. Tyrod Taylor, they said he's getting healthy and he might be back soon.
No, Justin.
Great. Good for him. This way he can, I mean, I don't know if he can collect a check on the bench,
I'm
but
just
he'll be
kidding.
Good. He'll be
I'm just can. Kidding. I don't think Tyrod's taking that job back anytime soon.
Herbert es un chingón.
That's
right. So other guys were chingón is Tom Brady, the ageless wonder, 369 yards, 4 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield. Just under 300 yards, got 297 with 5 touchdown passes. That's going to be a career high.
Boom.
Aaron Rodgers, everybody thought, oh, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? Hey, playing against the Houston Texans helps. 4 TDs with 283 yards. Joe Burrow, he backed up the game with, he had a huge game against Cleveland, I think about 4 or 5 weeks ago. Did it again, 406 yards, his first 400-yard games, 3 touchdowns,
nice.
And added another touchdown.
That guy's a real deal, rushing. Too. He's improving. He's really looking good. He's looking real good.
Defenses, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a matchup. He's going to be a matchup nightmare for some people on certain mm-hmm. teams. Yep. You know, speaking
I
of
wouldn't
nightmares,
say nightmare, but yes.
Continue. Well, for I mean, he's going to be tough.
Game script.
Yeah, depending on the defense, he's not going to do the. If he does this against the Steelers or the Ravens,
he's not going to do this against those teams. That's
I said if.
I feel like Herbert would do this more likely than Burrow.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh,
interesting. You know it.
And I don't Burrow, know, man.
Burrow and Herbert,
receivers.
Burrow and Herbert are going to be the Big Ben and Eli from the, you know, because Big Ben.
Oh,
and
come
Eli
on! Don't compare
draft.
Any of them to Eli. That's a disgrace.
Hey, Eli's going to the Hall of Fame for two Super Bowl wins.
That Charger drafted quarterback Eli Manning.
Oh,
continue,
man.
Please.
Well, hey, you know, Josh Allen had himself a game. He had 307 yards, and he didn't have a touchdown, but he also had 67.
I was looking at your stats. I was like, he had a game.
Oh, yeah, I messed one up. I messed up a digit.
He didn't have a game. He did mediocre when he should have done excellent for a team who's just throwing the whole game in his hands. And he's going against the New York Jets, and this is what he does. He didn't even get one passing touchdown. Like, give it to the kicker every single time. No, this was horrible for Josh Allen, right?
Yeah,
and you know what's funny?
No TDs against the Jets. I thought that was a typo.
He should have thrown at least two, maybe three. You know, the mm-hmm. interesting thing.
That's why I forgot to put that zero in 307 because you're all like 0-0-0. You weren't used to it.
But here's the interesting thing. The Jets covered for the first time this season. And a while back, this was in the mid-90s.
And can I just say also about the covering? I told Nico that I didn't like the Philadelphia New York Giants game, and I was right. But anyways.
No, he bet the Giants. They covered.
No, they didn't. Because
yeah, they did. They were 4.5-point underdogs. They were underdogs.
Oh,
they were getting 4.5 points.
I thought it was the other way.
Yeah, but a while ago, a buddy of mine and I, we set up we researched a betting system where you took the home underdog if the home team has four or more wins. Than the visitor, so the this game qualified, and the third, and I'm telling you, that system one time that system hit 19 out of 20 times in a season.
Wow.
And this is,
we're gonna have to go over that when the radio show's over.
We will because this is going to start coming up more now that we've got enough games going on. So, but, and it's interesting even, and this hits even when the teams are favored. So, but hey, anyway, let's talk about Sunday Night Football. The heroes, Kyler Murray, 360 yards, three touchdowns, and he added another 67 yards and another touchdown. So four.
And for those of you who had the bonuses, we're excited to see Kyler Murray go into overtime because he went from 344 yards to 360. So that 350 mark, boom, got you that extra bonus.
Oh, and
he looked hot the whole time.
I mean, isn't it crazy how, you know, 6 days ago he had nine completions, and here we go, 34 today.
He had to. It's just the way of the game. You look at Russell Wilson, exactly almost the same, 33 for 50, 388 yards with three touchdowns. But the difference is those three interceptions.
Those three picks.
And surprise, surprise, the Cardinals defense, who knew that they could pick him off three times, but they were rushing him. They were.
Yeah, he was hurried a lot. He looked under pressure
to where he couldn't do anything. And for him to still be able to get 84 yards on the ground, good for Russell Wilson, but bad for his team. It just sucked that they had to lose. But it was great for Kyler Murray fans like myself because he really took them. And he's easily the leader of the team. He makes everyone better around him.
He was fantastic. He made Tyler Lockett a stud today, and we'll talk about him. But Deshaun Watson, 309 yards, two touchdowns. Matthew Stafford saved the day, and I think Primo Victor is still celebrating that walk-off TD. Wow. His only TD.
See, the thing is, though, is that I had Stafford on my team, and I was playing against him. So that was early in the, day. So like, so he had a
bittersweet.
Yeah, it was bittersweet because he celebrated the TD, but that got me like a bunch of points.
I had Stafford and Hockenson in my 2QB league, so I was so excited.
Oh, that's a good win. That's a good win. Well, closing out the quarterbacks, Mateo Yello, 338 yards and a touchdown, and Drew Brees, 287 yards, two touchdowns.
I feel like you are celebrating a lot of mediocrity in this, but
it was. Okay. I think I kind of reached. I was feeling good.
Matt
I think,
Ryan and Josh Allen.
I mean, they got 300 yards is still 300 yards.
I'm just happy you left Baker Mayfield off.
It's not an easy thing.
No, Baker Mayfield, I put him on there.
300 yards, if I mean, this is 2020, guys. Come on.
I know. It's. I mean, I think either one of us is going to get 300 yards on a day. But, you know, Baker Mayfield did get five TDs. But
that's a big deal.
On the Chingon running backs, Antonio Gibson.
A list that at the beginning of the season, you'd say, who? Like with half of these guys.
Again? Again? Oh my goodness. I mean, Alvin Kamara is the only guy on this list that before this is the only guy who is a top 10 a pick in, gosh, what, the first three rounds? So, but yeah, Antonio Gibson went for 128 yards and a score. Jeff Wilson.
Sneaky today.
Well, you know what? It's start your running backs against the Cowboys. Start your everybody against the Cowboys. They were just not doing much.
They're so unmotivated. Like,
they really do look like that, don't they?
Like they just gave up. Like Dak, when he left, all of them were like, every single player was like Terrell Owens, that's my quarterback, man. And like they're all crying and just they don't care. And the whole team's showing it.
Stunk. Yeah. Stunk. No, this was, yeah, unreal. Well, with Jeff Wilson, we mentioned him earlier in the our III. He did have the three touchdowns and 112 yards, just shocked the hell out of all of us.
Beastly.
Kareem Hunt, again, subbing in for Nick Chubb, 102 total yards and a touchdown. He was a guy that was favored to have a big game. Giovanni Bernard delivered, subbing in for Joe Mixon, 96 total yards and a score. Jamal Williams, another guy filling in for Aaron Jones.
All these subs. Jeez.
Substitutes.
All these rentals.
77 yards and a score. You know, David Johnson, 84 total yards and a touchdown. Todd Gurley had a couple of touchdowns. You know, Alvin Kamara did not score, get in the end zone today, but he did have
productive. He is very.
He did
productive.
Have 148.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he had eight receptions on top of it. So, and then James Robinson, he really delivered.
Probably the best guy of them all.
Yeah, he delivered. He delivered against your Chargers, made it tough on you guys.
And he's just been like he's the cheapest buy right now because everyone got him off the free agency. I got like three Jaguars on my team on draft day and he was not one of them. So I just picked the wrong running back. And just imagine if I had him on my
team. He was undrafted in our draft. No one drafted James.
He was undrafted in the NFL. So yeah.
Well, I think we all passed on him. I think he got picked up on the waiver wire.
Yeah, right? I picked Oza Wibigo, whatever, and Thompson. I'm so mad about it.
Well, some wide receivers had some days, some Chingon days, no bigger than Tyler Lockett. I thought nobody was going to have a bigger day than Davante Adams. And then Tyler Lockett comes up and says 15 catches, 20 targets, 200 yards, and three scores. And that is a Chingon.
Because DK had what? Had Patrick Peterson on him all
yep.
games?
So yep.
That's what happens.
We'll be talking. Yeah, no, he missed out on something. But DeAndre Hopkins had 103 yards. Oh, Davante Adams, I didn't give his full line. 13 catches for 196 yards and two touchdowns.
Beastly.
Just looks like he just looks unguardable right now. Cole Beasley had 112 yards and no touchdowns on 11 receptions. Tyler Boyd had himself a day, 11 receptions.
Good for Tyler Boyd.
101 yards and a score. He was a guy to target in DFS today. Terry McLaurin, scary Terry, your boy, Ricky.
This was very important. Today he went 7 for 11, 90 yards and one touchdown. It's very important because he just went changing of guard at the quarterback. What are they going to do? Looks like they're going to go to scary Terry no matter what, and they know what's been good for them. So if you own Scary Terry, Don't worry, guys. It's only going to get better.
No, it's only going to get better. And Rashard Higgins got himself 110 yards, subbing in for OBJ on 6 receptions. Kenny G made sweet music all day. 6 receptions on 7 targets, 114 yards. Julio, 97 yards, just keeps going on. DJ Moore got himself a couple of touchdowns.
Yay.
That was about time.
I know, man.
Oh,
he's heating up.
He is. What, boom, 2 weeks in a row he scored? Vamos a ver.
Yeah,
vamos
man.
A ver. Yeah. That was a tough defense that they went against today.
And it scored twice. That's a good thing. I like it.
AJ Brown helped me out on a couple teams. Yeah, 153 yards on, and he just looks. I mean, that one 70 something yarder that he almost looks like. Like a smaller version of Derrick Henry, the way people just don't want to tackle him. It's amazing. He's just a ball when he's running out there.
Bowling ball, bowling over people.
Deontay Johnson back to the land of the living. 9 receptions.
And then back down
for but he got fit. But the big thing is 15 targets and the 2 touchdowns. It. So I mean, it was just amazing.
But look at the next stat: Juju 9 for 14, 85 yards.
Yep.
14 targets there. So the fact that between these two, you had 29 friggin' targets. That's insane.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you're looking at Claypool, who at this point, just at this game. So it's like, it's just a headache all over again.
It really is. It really is. It's
including the next two stats.
Yeah. Cause I mean, Johnson, I sat him on one of my teams to start Claypool. So luckily that team just exploded all around because that team had Adams and AJ Brown. So
you're good.
I was fine. Scotty Miller, 109 yards and a touchdown. Chris Godwin, 88 yards. So they were making.
Are
sweet
you happy
music.
With that as a Godwin owner? Because 9 for 9.
I am because.
I mean, you've been waiting so long for him to finally blow up. And for you, Georgie, it's only 14 points.
It is. It's only 14 points. And you know what? It was good to get that because now it definitely looks like he's Tommy B is looking for him. And
I feel like he makes Scotty Miller better.
He did. I mean, Mike Evans still doesn't look like he's right. And so,
yeah, I was just going to say that too. Like, what's the deal with Mike Evans? Like,
yes.
What? He should be doing way more, putting up bigger numbers. I mean,
he's
going
to blossom into a beautiful Antonio Brown.
That's the thing, you know. But and what, you know, how many balls are going to go around on this team? Because Scotty Miller has become a thing, and I just wonder if does this give them
and Gronk's become a thing.
Yes. I mean, it's like their defense is one of the best in the league. I mean, this is a legit Super Bowl contender in Tampa Bay. It's amazing. It is amazing.
I just want to get away from them fantasy wise because I feel like there's too many weapons. Like they can't decide who to go to. I don't want that.
It's kind of like in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Like we were just talking about with
just
Pittsburgh.
Like Pittsburgh. And Brady and
thank you. That's exactly what I was saying.
Brady and Big Ben, they're like the ageless wonders. They're still putting up big numbers, lots of targets, they're throwing a lot of balls around and putting up some numbers there. These receivers from a fantasy standpoint, these receivers are putting up big numbers. But like you said, Rick, who's gonna be the guy in the next game?
Yeah. But Ricky, you asked me how happy I am. I'm happy because this is the first game that Chris Godwin really had himself a game. And shout out to Primo Manolo Maniardondo, who kicked my butt this week. And I owe you a 22-ounce stout from somewhere nice. So vamos a ver where I could find something good. Primo's, I'll be coming to you guys for suggestions, but
a lot of logic, man. Anaheim.
I'm not going
we'll
to
go
Anaheim.
There. You know what? We should go shopping for Christmas and buy all the beers that we owe each other and everyone.
Oh
else.
Man, maybe Total Wine.
Total Wine's always got some good stuff.
I'm gonna hit up 818 and see what kind of stouts they have. I know Manny likes stouts. I've got a stout. I actually had a stout saved for him that I got in some care package. That I'm not a stout guy. And then, you know, finishing off the receivers, Nelson Aguilar, 107 yards and a touchdown, had a beautiful score there on a long bomb from
it'd be
Derek
surprising
Carr.
To see him to do that again, but
I would too. Yeah. But he did it against a great defense. And then Keenan Allen, your boy,
Ricky. Keenan Allen.
Mine and Hector. Hector.
I have him on my team. Right.
He won't trade him to him. To
I will
me,
not.
But whatever.
I will not trade him
for 13, 125 yards. So juicy. I love this guy.
A lot of he's targets. Just, this target
he's
hog.
Just super
target
competitive, hog. And I love having him and Herbert on the same team. So looks good in the future. He looks consistent now.
Yep. Though he kept stealing targets from Mike Williams, who I played in DFS in our little matchup in our little tournament with together, Rick, and
not
that's why that
pick.
Was the difference. Yeah, it's okay. And I put.
And I see here you listed a kicker.
I listed a kicker because if you're going to kick six field goals
I feel like
in a game,
adios mio,
right by the adios mio. But yes, Tyler Bass, Buffalo kicker, 6 of 8 field goals, got all.
How many
the points
in the
team.
End?
How many points did he have in the end?
Like 20.
So, because I think he got with bonuses. He got
bonuses.
Let's see what
kickers don't get bonuses.
I know he got 21 points today.
Wow,
I think that's more than
Mahomes.
It is more than Mahomes had 10 points today.
I wonder how many what his rank was overall.
Oh, big time. I don't know.
Did anyone start him in our league?
Probably not.
That
name is just. Ridiculous.
Tyler Bass.
Yep, he's a free agent in our league. So
wow,
gotta love that. Gotta love that. Well, hey, let's get into the Adios Mio section.
Adios Mio.
Well, staying with the tight end section, leading off. The top tight end.
Happy tight
Travis
end
Kelsey.
Day.
Happy tight end day, Travis Kelsey, 31 yards. So
take a break.
Ouch.
But
three
you know
for
what?
31. It's like, come on, man. But it's like they didn't have to do anything. And I want to hit the wall because I'm so mad because I went against Casey's defense in three different leagues and they got the kickoff return. They got the interception return. So Kelsey didn't have to do crap. That's why
let us hang back and give the ball to CEH and let him run. So
they didn't even do that. They didn't have to do anything.
I think he got one score.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Don't worry. We'll talk about him later.
Yeah. CEH got a score. Tyreek Hill. I mean, he didn't make the Aimijo section, but Robert. Now, by the way, I found out that the way you say this guy's last name is Tunyon, like onion.
Tunyon.
So 32 yards on two receptions. Dalton Schultz, who I recommended because he was going against Washington.
Is that like your pick of the week?
Not quite pick of the week, but he was a guy that he was in the Adentro section.
Highly regarded.
Who was your pick of the week?
The pick of the week, I'm trying to remember. Stafford.
Not too bad.
Stafford, I also recommended Herbert. So that was good. Herbert and Burrow were other recommendations. But I did not. My big downplay was Josh Jacobs. So and he ended up in the sadly in the because I own him on one of my teams.
That's
but,
brutal.
You would
man.
Know because yeah. their whole line was. Was on the waiver. But to round out these tight ends, I see Jonnu Smith only got one reception for 9 yards. Hunter Henry, 3 for 23. And it looked like he left injured. So it just goes to show Jonnu Smith was teetering towards that, top of the tier two tight ends. Just goes to show you need to have, even though Kelsey went 31 yards, the top tight end still got 15 points, 20 points. So not that much more. You got to try to trade for one of the top four tight ends right now. You have to.
You really do.
Because there's no other good options. Even look at Jonnu Smith, nothing. Hunter Henry, nothing. So not very many are being productive.
Yeah, you got to give up a tight end. You got to give up a run. I think you really got to give up a running
give up,
back
no,
or an
right
elite
now, give
receiver.
Up a, yes, give up an elite receiver because there's so many good ones. Jefferson and Robbie Anderson are before this week. Were 6 and 7, and they in the beginning of the season were undrafted pretty much. So if you can just trade for anybody and just use the undrafted players you're getting, wide receivers deep. So trade the elite ones you have.
Well, we're going to have a little fun with the quarterbacks because, you know, none of these guys, I mean, one of these guys had a horrible day. The other guys I just put in for different things. Big Ben, he did have 268 yards and two touchdowns, but he threw three picks. That last one almost cost them, except for Steven Guskowski, ended up missing a field goal that would have tied it and sent the game to overtime. Ryan Tannehill, who has been so good.
I've been telling you guys the whole time, but okay.
Well, he, you know what? I think the thing
he
is,
finally goes up against a tough defense.
Right. That was the thing. And I don't know if he's going to go up against this tough a defense the rest of the season. So,
but it tells you he's just get off his back, everybody.
Hey, you know what? I actually started him over Big Ben on one of my teams. So, that was a good move. And you know what? Next week he's got Chicago. Next week he's got Cincinnati. Then he's got three tough ones: Chicago,
he'll kill Indy and Baltimore.
So, he's gonna have a tough stretch of like four games where he's got Indy twice, Baltimore, and Chicago. So,
ouch.
I don't know if I'll be starting him there.
I see him just like I see Baker Mayfield.
He's a better version of
Peyton. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. For right now, we'll see.
Better version. Cam Newton, 98 yards.
Wow. Three interceptions.
Oh, duele.
Yeah, that's
I was happy to go against him in two leagues.
That's brutal.
So. That's a pedo that smell that que eso huele malo, huele feo. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Drew Locke, I mean, you didn't start him. He threw two picks. Jimmy G, I put him in here because, you know, his revenge game, he did get 277 yards, but he did get two interceptions, no touchdowns. So he didn't get paid. He didn't get the total payoff, though I think he'll take a win over Belichick.
All day.
Well, on the running backs, we had Josh.
It was Belichick's worst loss or worst home loss ever.
Oh.
So that's payback enough.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
what a difference a quarterback makes.
If you're Brady, what do you feel better about? That your team is right now literally playing as good ball as anybody in the NFL, or that New England?
You'll be happy at the end. I'll cut you off quickly because that's what Brady's thinking. I'll be happy when we win at the end, because if Brady goes to the playoffs and loses in the NFC championship, he's not going to be looking at Belichick and saying, at least I did better than you. He's going to be saying, crap, I didn't win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, Josh Jacobs, who was one of my big preseason picks, you know, he only had 17 yards, but that's just that is one baller defense. Those guys can play. Those guys can play.
Just
that's 1.7 yards a carry. That's just like, wow.
Wow. You know, the Denver
Broncos. For him.
Yeah.
And you're a top 10 running back.
Yeah.
Oh. But you know what? They'll be back next week. They'll be back next
week. Yeah, for
and
sure.
I'm surprised this next backfield you have here, because they actually look like they did well against Kansas City.
They did.
Melvin Gordon, 68 yards, a touchdown. Lindsay, 79 yards. Together, one running back. I mean, you're talking about 100 and almost 150 yards and a touchdown.
I'm saying that, but did either one of them really help you in fantasy? That was the reason.
Because yeah, Stupido says, Gordon, I wish he didn't get that touchdown, because that'd be a lot closer.
That'd be a lot. Well, hey, there's Ezekiel Elliott. He got 45 yards.
That one hurts. Mm.
I mean, that's negative game script.
He's your first. I mean, he's
in big trouble with Dak out and now Dalton, you know, woozy.
And his offensive line. And his offensive line. I think four of the five starters in the offensive line are out right now.
Oh, my God. Zeke, that's a tough one, man. He's going to have a rough going these next few weeks, man. That's for sure.
Do you think you trade for him so that you can make your team better?
I don't think I could get
– Like, should I trade for him?
For me? You want to make me an offer? You want to overpay for Zeke? Because
if overpay means like just a little.
Oh, you want to give me a quarterback? Crap. Yeah, you want to give me a quarterback? Sure, we'll talk about that.
He'll give you Teddy Bridgewater.
Exactly.
Those are the offers that Rick sends. But I'll give you Teddy Bridgewater, man.
Before we get to my crap offers, let's go back to the crap running backs for this week.
Oh, the Detroit backfield. I mean, again, it's a carry split. AP got 11. Swift got 9. Swift
looked
touchdown.
A lot hotter.
Yeah. They got to start giving him the ball more. He did look better.
More elusive and everything. AP got rocked on the line. Rocked. So they got to just do Swift all the way.
Oh. Mike Davis, 36 total yards. Tough day for him. Tough day.
It just looks like as soon as CMC's back, they're going CMC 100%. They're not going to do, oh, hey, Mike Davis did well. Let's give him, you know, his due diligence right here. No, as soon as CMC's back, Mike Davis is gone.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, I know they lost today, but they're a decent team. I mean, heck, you know, heck, they're that over bet is that over declaration
still
is
looks
good. Now I put James Conner in here, not for the fact that he got 111 total yards, but I got to watch him because I own him on a couple of teams, lose out on two TDs. One was he scored. There was a face mask penalty. It came back, and then someone else scored after that. And it was a play where it was a touchdown pass where I also have Big Ben on our Familia League. So I would have gotten that double bonus. And then later on, he got a pass, hit him in the hands at the goal line. He could have just caught it and just, you know, danced into the end zone, easy touchdown, went right through his fingertips. So, and somebody else vultured the next one. So he lost out on two TDs that way. And in a sense, I lost out on three because of that. So I'd still be getting pasted by Manny, but it wouldn't be so bad. So
those are the worst. That happened to me years ago. And I'm sure people can probably relate where
that was a corazón roto.
You need a score and then your guy scores a touchdown and you're like, yes. And then there's a flag, like, oh, it's a holding, or it's this, like, okay, they bring it back. Oh. Then he scores again, like, yeah, they score, you know, it gets a second TD, another penalty, like, oh yeah, like face mask or what? And then on the third try, like, someone else gets the TD. It's just like, where's the penalty there? Like, there's no penalty there, but your guy, like, you think he scores, and then they bring it back for a flag. And then if it happens like multiple times in the game, we've all probably been through it. It's just, it's the worst feeling. Like, your guy scores, oh, there's a flag. And he scores again. Oh, there's another flag. Like, come on. It's the worst. It's
greatest
the worst
feeling when you're on the other side.
It's the worst. Yeah, when you're on the other side, like, yes.
Well, exactly. Hey, the Tampa Bay backfield, Leonard Fournette. I mean, Ronald Jones has looked so good the last 2-3 weeks. And then today I was watching that game, and it was like a 50-50 carry split between the two of them.
It looked good. I like the way Fournette looked. He looked elusive.
He did look good.
And he was just hot.
Yeah.
So watching him go through, I'm happy only because I have him in a couple of leagues, but this whole offense is going to be a timeshare as far as everyone's going to get the ball. It's going to make it better for the team because as long as everyone's productive, teams aren't going to be able to guess what's happening. But there's no one person that you're going to want on this team. Even Tom Brady, no one wants on their team in leagues. Herbert, people would rather have on their fantasy teams than Tom Brady right now because he's just not putting up the numbers. They just spread the ball way too much, which
does
is
it
good,
sound like, does
but
it sound
bad
like,
for us.
Does it sound like another team that Tom Brady used to be on?
Right?
Oh, man.
Except they didn't have receivers like Godwin.
They didn't have receiver like this
and Evans and Gronk. One again.
Oh, well, Ricky, tell us about the pain you felt with Jerick McKinnon.
Oh my God, this stupid guy.
Ouch.
I was so excited because I'm like, oh, hey, how lucky am I to be forced to put McKinnon in regardless? And then Monster got injured. I was like, oh, he'll get me at least 10 points. No, he only got 1 yard. Oh my God.
Negative one yard.
Stupid. Even when freaking Wilson went out, it's like, all right, at least now it's all the fourth quarter. Now he'll get the ball. No, nothing. Oh, so stupid. What a stupid game to watch. The Niners, they know that I'm rooting against them, so they spit back at me.
It's completely personal against you, Rick. Yes. I heard a rumor about that on their Twitter that it's all because of you.
Kyle Shanahan hates Ricky. That's why.
Exactly. It must be it. What else could it be?
Don't worry, they'll lose next week.
And we were worried about the Kansas City backfield. Today, we got to look at the timeshare. It's 8 carries to CEH, Elaire, and then Le'Veon Bell in his first game in a Chiefs.
And let's be honest, it's a blowout. So Bell got to come in during the blowout.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's really nothing else. Ricky, can you make heads or tails of the Charger backfield?
Yes. Right now, they are looking like they are definitely waiting for Eckler to come back. Right now, Jackson went 5 for 12 and Kelly 12 for 29. What that means is we need something more consistent. Both of them look like they're doing well in the passing game, but Eckler needs to come in and just run it, because these guys, Kelly looked good, but Kelly was not someone who's going to pound it as much as Eckler can, and Jackson, they just didn't use enough. This game was also the way the game plan was all in the air. So unfortunately, as you can see, these guys didn't get to touch the ball that much. So maybe next week we'll get to see them more often. But yeah, this week, the way the game flow was, it just didn't get them enough touches. And I think that's on purpose. I think they know they don't have Eckler, so they're saying, hey, let's just give Herbert a chance right now. What does it hurt us?
Well, I needed Jackson to be trade bait for me. So I needed somebody to take
for what? You could only trade him to one guy.
Well, no, I don't have him on. I have him in a different league.
That's what I mean. If you have him and you're trying to make him trade bait.
Oh no, that's the 14 team league where running backs are very scarce in that league.
But I feel like the only person who's going to want him is the Eckler owner.
No, there's like 3 or 4 teams that are really hurting for running backs that could use somebody. So right. Even for the month or so that he's going to be out. So
fools, but, I say, but if you can,
fools goal. But no, this is not going to help
the
me.
Fools.
This is not going to help me.
It's just another rental.
Yeah. So that's exactly what he is. On the receivers, some brutal ones. Michael Gallup.
Gallup, man. I feel like we already knew. CD Lamb. Yeah,
both of them to get zeros.
Jerry Jeudy, we knew.
We knew that CD Lamb was going to get a zero.
We knew CD Lamb was going to get less than 5.
Okay. Less than 5 is one thing. Zero is zero. It's less than five.
But I mean, come on, if you get less than 5, it's like getting 0. You might as well not have played.
Right.
So,
but I mean, how many people started CD Lamb expecting something and then got a big donut?
Fools. Yep. How could you not pick someone else off the free agency instead of him, knowing Dalton's coming in? It's like, get prepared. You know what I mean? Same thing with Gallup. It's like these guys are no longer viable. They do not have a good quarterback. Don't get rid of them if you don't want to drop them, but don't put them in anymore. And same thing goes with Jerry Jeudy. He's just not a viable option right now. Do not put him in your lineup. DJ Chark, I understand you drafted him high up. He is not viable if you have better wide receivers. Wide receivers are deep. So if you have wide receivers that are scoring points right now and you have Chark in – throw him off. He's probably in your flex right now because he's doing crappy. So
and talking about Chark, what's the word on Minshew Mania, man? Have the wheels fallen off the bus? Because
you tell me. You watch him more often than I do.
There's rumors that he's about to be benched. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that.
Yeah, he's gonna be benched. I don't know what's going on. There's the rumor mill, right, George?
Yeah, he threw a couple of touchdowns today, but you know, I don't.
Heck,
know.
You got something with your.
Yahoo Fantasy says Gardner Minshew has been dropped by 29,261 teams in Yahoo leagues. Sums up, man. Somebody knows something. Gardner Minshew is about to be benched. Has to be. 30,000 people just dropped him today.
Well, wow. That's 30,000
managers. Yeah. That's
huge. Wow.
Yeah. So something's up.
You're poison, something's definitely heck.
up. Like you said, he threw a couple TDs today. He had a serviceable game, but apparently, but they still lost. So obviously, yeah, they, you know, he's not on the team for fantasy purposes. They actually want to win games. So yeah, and today he did not.
Basically, obviously. The last quarter, the fourth quarter, sorry, he just didn't look. I mean, the Chargers were up by, they tied, then he didn't do anything. Then the Chargers went up by 7. Then Minshew didn't do anything. And then the Chargers just wasted time. So
that was a game.
That's why he was very inefficient.
I mean, he did get him to 21. I think he had him a 21-16 lead. And I think it was 29-29 at one point, but then the Chargers took off. So, but yeah, finishing off the guys, the receivers, Mike Williams, only 4 yards receiving. Chase Claypool, -2 yards.
It hurt because I traded for him.
Oh,
because it was cheap. But like I said, this is how it's going to be in Pittsburgh.
And you know, because next week he could go off. Next week he could get 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
And I think the biggest heartbreak was DK Metcalf, 2 for 5, 23 yards. He's a lot of people's number one.
Yes. Well, he wasn't my number one, luckily, but I did start him, and that didn't work out too well.
Yeah,
generally he will have the advantage over the DB. Today he had Patrick Peterson draped all over him. That's why Tyler Lockett went off like bananas. But DK will be back next game. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. I mean, he had one of the best cover corners on him today. Well, let's look at a quick preview on Monday Night Football. The 5-1 Bears take on the 4-2 Rams at SoFi Stadium. Rams are 6-point favorites with a 44.5. SoFi Stadium? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was all like the Chargers Stadium. Then I was like, oh, the Rams.
Yes. Yeah. This is a double header.
It's the SoFi Stadium.
Yeah. Built by the Rams.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, this is going to be a weird game because I don't think there's guys that you start, but I don't know if you're feeling very good about it because both defenses are balling out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Foles, you're not starting him. I mean, David Montgomery, you're starting him because you drafted him high and you need the body. Allen Robinson, you're obviously starting him. But I mean, he's going to have Jalen Ramsey on him a lot tomorrow. So that's going to be tough. And then Jimmy Graham, the Rams are only okay against the tight end. So he might be a play. On the Rams side, I found an interesting stat that, you know, in 2 career games against the Bears, Jared Goff has never thrown a touchdown, in either
what?
Game. Yes.
Go Daryl Henderson. I need him to get 22 points. That's all I care for this game.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So like 110 yards and 2 touchdowns right there?
No, like 50 yards running with 1 touchdown and 50 yards rush or receiving with 1 touchdown.
Oh, that's there all you go.
Oh, is that all?
That's all. Now the Bears are really good against the pass. So anybody worried about Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods in this one?
I definitely think after what you've seen they do against bad or good defenses, Jared Goff's just not going to – he's going to struggle. And you look at the history, like you said, 0 TDs and 2 career games versus the Bears. The Bears aren't letting up. And, God, I really want Daryl Henderson to get the points I need, but it just doesn't going to happen.
Yeah, Jared Goff has – he's been inconsistent. You go back to his season and, you know, these first games of the season, he's been hot. He's been cold. He's been hot. He's been cold. And this game is lending itself to, for, you know, one of Jared Goff's dud games, especially like you said.
But history, we'll see what happens shows. Though, because both teams aren't that great. So we'll see.
But like I said, Jared Goff has shown, you know, flashes of greatness this year. And then, you know, one game he'll crap the bed, you know, and then I had him last year, so I'm used to seeing that, you know, because he's done that. Look, I'll just give you an example. Week 1, 5 points. Week 2, 24. Week 3, 29. Week 4, 9 points. So it's like he went from 29 points to 9 points. So it's like, how do you do that? You know, you're Jared Goff. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be. Yeah, at least, you know, scoring 10, 15 points a game. And when if you're doing that, it's going to be tough, you know. But and again, if the Bears defense is balling out, like George said, and Jared Goff has a history of not doing well against these guys, then, you know, this is lending itself to just another game where Jared Goff is going to struggle.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I've given up on Robert Woods getting me 50 points tomorrow, so I'm just going to
I've given up on Nick Foles being a viable quarterback in two quarterback leagues.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Yeah, muy cierto, muy cierto. All right, everybody. Es bueno. Eso es todo por our show.
For our show.
Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out into you, the Familia community. And please make sure to subscribe. And if you can, leave us a review on Apple. That really helps us out. You can also subscribe at Spotify, Google, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, once again, follow us on Twitter at FamiliaFFB, as well as our FamiliaFFB Facebook page, and check out our good content on FamiliaFFB.com. So, gracias otra vez. Remember, get out. Rock the vote. Rock the vote.
Go vote.
Porque siempre, todos somos familia.
Adiós, amigos.
Salud.